This is Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Cheryl Snyder. Joining me now is City Manager Rory Watt. Hello, Rory.
Hi, Cheryl. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. The sun is absolutely beautiful. I had the privilege of being able to ride my bike into the station today, so doing great. It's a mark of a good day, sunshine and bike riding. Have you gotten out yet today?
Well, when it's Wednesday in May and it's sunny, it means the Assembly is working on the budget.
Yes. Yes, yes. Well, do you want to start with that today? You want to talk about that?
Sure. We've got the budget tonight. We'll see. We're getting close to having the Assembly wrap up the budget. You know, they've got a whole bunch of things to work through. They've got to set the property tax rate, the mill levy. They work through the pending list, which are the requests for extra funding and increments, the CIP, and the general operating budget. So I don't know if they'll make it through tonight, but we're getting close, and the CARES Act funding greatly is making our lives easier. So that's what we have going on tonight.
Yeah, and there's a meeting tomorrow night as well. You went through in some detail yesterday explaining what was on the agenda. Do you want to pick any piece of that to get into a little bit more detail on?
No, the only thing I would go into a little more detail is the small cruise ship issue. So I participated in a call today with the Municipal League and the other Southeast ports with the people that run that cruise ship company, American Cruise Lines. You know, and I think everybody in the region kind of has the same questions of, okay, well, what happens? And nobody wants to get in a situation where there's a ship out there that has infected people and no plan or, you know, no, you know, practical way to deal with the problems that may arise. So, you know, we're all kind of working through that together and we'll be talking with the Assembly about that tomorrow night in quite a bit of detail. And we'll have representatives of that company on the phone as well.
Mm-hmm. I think related to that, the city reported on Friday there was another case of COVID-19 in Juneau, and this one looks to be a community spread. And I'm wondering if you could share a little bit what kind of markers the city is using to determine, or what kind of metrics the city is using to determine how effectively we're keeping the virus at bay?
Yeah. So, I mean, the, you know, positive test rates, of course, is the number one standard. You know, I think Bartlett has other metrics that they're watching, you know, visits to the ER for all sorts of health symptoms. And the health nurses with the Division of Public Health, you know, they have the list of people that they track, the persons under investigation. You know, we just got the results back from our unsheltered population. We had tested, I think, 78 people last week voluntarily in the unsheltered population, and we were up to like 61 negatives, and the rest came back today. So 0 out of 78. So that's good news for those people and the community. So we continue to strive for ways to get information to make good decisions. You know, personally, I try to pay attention to the rest of the country, just to kind of anticipate what Juneau might see as demographics start to move around. We're watching our numbers at the airport. We've got definitely a tick up in numbers of visitors coming through the airport. So that's, I think, an important one as well. We are about, I think, 150 people flew in yesterday. About a third of them from out of state. So it's, you know, going to be very, very interesting what happens with travel.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure how you're getting your data on the people coming in, but is it looking like they're people who are coming in as visitors, you know, spending some vacation time here or potentially other reasons?
I think it's a little bit of everything. So I think there are still Juneau citizens that have been away that are coming back. I think it's family travel. I think we have a few independent visitors. I'm not sure how many. We get the odd question from a person, say, you know, just asking for basic information. You know, I've got a trip planned and just checking, do I need to do anything? So I wouldn't say we have a lot of those, but on a fairly often basis, You know, I go through the fact that the state has a statewide quarantine order. And I think, you know, if you were in a hot spot down south and you wanted a vacation, I would imagine Alaska looks like a pretty good place to go. Lots of social distance, lots of great outdoors. It's summer, probably room in the hotels. So I think independent travelers increasingly are going to clue into that. And maybe that's a big reason why we're tracking the governor so closely on that health mandate 10, that 14-day quarantine, which is set to expire on Tuesday. And we don't know what's happening with that.
Yeah, any guesses on which way it's going to go?
I don't know. We're anticipating, you know, that we may need to have a local rule. So we're talking about that, and that would we would take that up Monday night at the assembly meeting. If I guess just based on the way that the state has approached workforce issues, I would imagine there's going to be a testing strategy or testing-based strategy where you know, your quarantine can be reduced if you get a negative test. But that'll be tied into with the testing capacity that everyone has. So I don't have any information, but I'm guessing a test-based strategy is not far off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, so Friday, Alaska opened back up. What have been your observations over the last several days, how Juneau is handling that?
I go to the grocery store most days. I walk over to get lunch. And so I watch human behavior. And I would say, you know, the human behavior's not really changed at the grocery store. I was at several hardware stores over the weekend and, you know, I saw pretty good behavior and, you know, not perfect. I do think the social approach is evolving. So, you know, those that are good at complying with the rules and the encouragement, I think that just helps. I see more masking in the stores, and I think that trend is growing, is my take. But I think, you know, when we've had updates from Dr. Zink, she talks about the big picture, you know, and how every little bit helps. And, you know, I think that's what you have to focus on is, you know, individuals doing the best they can. And, you know, we try to do the best we can getting information out. And we try to get the best compliance, but we know it's not going to be perfect.
Yeah. So any final thoughts for the audience today, Rory?
No, I think avoid those large group gatherings. That we, you know, that continues to be a big risk area. So I think, you know, people get it about the hand washing. I mean, we ride everyone pretty hard about hand washing and social distancing. But those group gatherings, and particularly younger people, if you can find ways to reach out to younger people, I think that's helpful.
All right, Rory, as always, thank you so much for your time with us today. And we look forward to hearing from you again tomorrow morning. Take care.
All right. Thank you very much.